Hello, and welcome to Sit Back and Listen. I love reading books to kids, so that's mainly what we'll be doing here, but that may change over time. If you happen to have the book we are reading today, feel free to go grab it and read along. Fancy Nancy! Mwah! Mwah!
Ready?
Fancy Nancy and the Fabulous Fashion Boutique, written by Jane O'Connor, illustrated by Robin Priest Glasser. It's my sister's birthday on Saturday, so we are going on a shopping spree.
I thought he was a boy, but he's a girl.
That means we're buying balloons, napkins, party plates, cups, a ton of stuff. My sister and Freddie are only interested in pirates, pirates, pirates. They're completely obsessed. When she's not looking, I get my sister the perfect present, a black eye patch. On the way home, my mom agrees to stop at Belle's Fabulous Fashion Boutique. Last week, I saw the most beautiful lace fans there. Ooh la la! One of the fans is on the bargain table. But I spent nearly all my money on my sister's present. Then I get an idea that is brilliant. That's fancy for super smart. I will open my Fabulous Fashion Boutique and sell some of my old gowns and accessories. Everything will be a bargain. If I make enough money, that lace fan will be mine. We set up the boutique in our front yard. My sister and Freddie carry signs for the grand opening. Nancy's Fabulous Fashion Boutique.
Look at
affordable look fashions at for all sizes. Dogs welcome. Bargains galore. Good deals.
Look at Frenchie.
Yeah, Frenchie has a hat on.
It looks like he wants to eat the bird.
Voila! My first customers arrive. Rhonda and Wanda from across the street. Welcome to my boutique, I say. That's French for fancy store. Do you have any dresses with ruffles? Rhonda asks. Do I? Practically every dress in my boutique has ruffles. Follow me to the dressing room, I say. Oh, that looks stunning on you, I tell Rhonda. It matches your eyes. Rhonda says she'll take it. Ooh la la, my first sale.
Look at Fancy Nancy, it looks like she's screaming.
She is, she said. Oh, that looks stunning on you.
What does stunning mean?
It means very nice or gorgeous.
Excuse me, I farted like
you were killing me, smokes.
And farted twice.
Killing
farted,
me,
farted dirt.
Okay, killing me, smalls. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Wanda likes one of the necklaces. It's made of rhinestones. Rhinestones are genuine. What? Rhinestones are genuine fake diamonds, I explain. Wanda says, I'll come back after I get my allowance. No, she can't have it. I want it, my sister says. I pretend not to hear her. Au revoir! I wave to the twins. More customers come. In practically no time, I sell a boa, a parasol, and two pairs of high heels. The money is piling up.
I want to see the money.
They're giving it to Bree. They made Bree look different in this book. Bree looks way lighter in this book than she does on TV show.
Can I see?
That's what I'm saying. This is Bree. Her skin is darker on the TV show.
Yeah, I see it now.
Unfortunately, business is much slower the next day. Freddie wants a red cape, but I explain that the fashion boutique does not accept chocolate coins. My sister still wants the rhinestone necklace. Here, she gives me a penny. I try to make her understand. The necklace costs way more than a penny. And anyway, you like pirate stuff, I say. Pirates don't wear rhinestone necklaces. My sister does not understand. She throws a tantrum. A tremendous, gigantic, horrendous tantrum.
What's a tantrum?
when she cries and screams and falls all over the ground and yells and screams. Are you recording? Mm-hmm. I don't trust Daddy over
What
there.
Did you say?
And Daddy, was he recording us?
Record us.
No. Are you ready? Do you need to go wash your hands before I finish the rest of this? Don't lick your fingers. Germs. And you have a paper towel. Wipe your hands on the paper towel. That's why I got it for you. Bring you a paper towel every night. Okay, are you ready?
I bring you paper towel for every night.
Are you ready? You didn't say yes or no. Are you ready?
No.
Oh, gosh.
Finally.
Sure enough, Wanda shows up right then to buy the necklace. Double ooh la la. I have enough money now to buy the beautiful fan. Later on, my sister catches me wrapping her birthday present. Is it the pretty necklace? Is it the pretty necklace?
No.
She asked.
No.
Is it? It's. No.
Is it? It's
a surprise, is all I say. She was sad over here.
I said I wanted to flip the pages, go.
Suddenly, I feel bad. I don't want her to be disappointed on her birthday. She fell out on the ground. I ask my dad to walk me over to the twins' house. Is there any way I can persuade you to return the necklace? I ask Wanda. Persuade is fancy for getting somebody to do what you want. Wait, I'm not finished. I gotta read this down here. Here is what it takes to persuade Wanda.
Four.
I give back her money.
Four.
That is the word for it. Excellent. I give back her money and I give her two bracelets and a ring for free. I guess I have to forget about the beautiful fan. On Saturday morning, my sister opens her presents. Don't listen to that.
What?
She loves the eye patch.
And you eat too much cheese.
Don't listen to Daddy. And she is overjoyed.
I believe that.
That's super duper happy. When she sees the necklace.
That's what I mean.
She is wearing them both when her guests arrive. Now she has on a fluffy skirt and the pretty necklace and the eye patch that Nancy bought for her.
Jeez Louise.
The pirate treasure hunt has just begun when, it starts raining. We all hurry inside. Come on, turn the page.
We all hurry inside.
The rain.
1,052,000,000.
Let me finish. The rain does not stop. What will we do? My sister asks.
My party
is no fun. Hey, why don't we put on a fashion show, I say. Everyone dresses up in all the leftovers from my boutique. Then I race downstairs for bananas. Why? Placing a banana on your head makes you walk tall and straight, like a model. I demonstrate. That's fancy for show how to do it. All right, turn page again. That page was short. They're all walking with bananas on their heads. Just like at a real fashion show, I describe each ensemble. Ladies and gentlemen, doesn't this pirate queen look lovely in her royal blue evening gown? At the end, there is lots of applause. That's fancy for clapping. Now it's time for the cake. We all sing, Happy birthday, dear JoJo. You are a wonderful
happy
big sister,
birthday,
my dad whispers to me.
Birthday.
I feel so happy,
happy
almost like it's my birthday too.
To you.
Turn page.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
The next day, there is a surprise. A big sister present. It's the fan!
you love happy endings. The end.
I want to get this and 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 this.
How many Fancy Nancy books is that?
All of it.
Count it. How many?
I get 9.
Correct. It is 9. You counted in your head on that one. The end.
How did you even know that?
Because I know how to count too. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
See you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.